For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. ASU Newport's Mark Tree Campus turns 50 years old Friday. The celebration takes place from 1 to 5 on site, and the public is invited to attend the event. Director of Marketing and Communications at ASU Newport, Jeremy Shirley, tells how the Mark Tree Campus got its start.
It all started in 66. Mr. Bill Stanley was called to Little Rock to meet with the, at the time it was a vocational school group, and so he was called there to help start an institution down in Poinsett County. So, well, things turned about. The Ritter Company, from what I understand, donated the land where the campus currently sits, and then construction began. In 1967, they opened their doors, and at the time when that happened, they had 71 students enrolled, and, you know, I believe they also had five or six technical programs at that time.
And he tells how it has evolved over time.
There's an area that used to be the diesel tech lab where the diesel trucks would pull into the garage. Well, now that area is the science area. The library used to be a welding garage door area where they could do their welding classes. Well, then, you know, those programs have changed now. Now we've expanded to meet the needs. So now we've got automotive service technology has a building. Our energy control group, which, you know, is refrigeration and HVAC. And then computer networking technology and collision repair. And then, of course, our business programs have their own building as well. So, I mean, like you said, it started with one and then it started expanding and expanding and expanding. And I don't anticipate the expansion stopping, but I'm just curious to see where it goes. For example, a lot of the energy control graduates, a lot of those guys may not necessarily go work at a corporation or company, but they can start their own business. Same goes with cosmetology. Same goes with collision repair. So these students graduating from these programs have entrepreneurial spirits. So they're going out and starting their own businesses, which again plays to social economic impact in their region. So, I mean, it could be statewide. It could be globally. I mean, just depends on where it's all going.
And it's Jeremy Shirley. ASU Newport acquired the Jonesboro and Mark Tree campuses in 2008. Shirley says since the college started 50 years ago, over 11,000 degrees have been awarded to students who attended the Mark Tree campus. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.